Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
She can sing all kinds of jive-ass songs that are beneath her. She can go into her diva act and turn off the world. But on any given night, when that lady sits down at the piano and gets her body and soul all over some righteous song, she'll scare the shit out of you.
When you're having your fish fry on Fridays and you're cooking your fish batter in like the oil, you'd get a little cornmeal on your hand and it would fall into the fryer. And all the neighborhood dogs would come around and begging for fish. So you'd give them that little piece and you'd say, hush puppy, and that's where the name comes from.
But also at my core, I'm still just a hip hop kid. I'm still just a kid who, you know, who's writing like bad rap songs in his room. And I still have that spirit. And I just think there's something that we have to share that all the other fields, the arts, education, you know, can benefit from. And in turn, they'll enrich us and teach us mm-hmm. things as well. So.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with a podcast we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. We begin this week with a podcast called Still Processing. In this entertaining pop culture podcast, friends and New York Times journalists Wesley Morris and Jenna Wortham team up to try and figure out just what's going on around this country. From television to technology to movies and more, if you've seen it, Wesley and Jenna are going to talk about it. With goofy, raw, intellectual commentary, important guests like RuPaul or Margot Jefferson, and the biggest cultural events of the day, Still Processing is a one-stop shop for all things culture. Here's a recent episode of Still Processing titled We R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Aretha Franklin. In the episode, Jenna and Wesley take a look back at the legendary career of one of the world's greatest musicians. They talk about what Franklin meant to the country, how she channeled the ups and downs of American culture in her music, and how she maintained her virtuosity and swagger, even in her old age.
In the book, she is frequently described as being passive and quiet and reserved. And mannerly. But the minute she sits down at that piano, she's a different person. The adjective that is most frequently used to describe her voice is scary.
Why?
Like her sister describes it as scary. Just the talent. Just the talent. There's a great quote from the musician Billy Preston, played the organs for her for a number of years, had a number of hits of his own. Basically what he said was, I don't care what they say about Aretha. She can be hiding out in her house in Detroit for years. She can go decades without taking a plane or flying off to Europe because Aretha, I'm saying this as Wesley, she did not like to fly. She can cancel half her gigs and infuriate every producer and promoter in the country. She can sing all kinds of jive-ass songs that are beneath her. Billy, that's some shade. She can go into her diva act and turn off the world, but on any given night, when that lady sits down at the piano and gets her body and soul all over some righteous song, she'll scare the shit out of you. And you'll know, you'll swear, that she's still the best fucking singer this fucked up country has ever produced.
Ooh, hoo-wee.
That's Billy Preston. He is speaking the gospel truth. And I think you can hear on a song like this what made her great. Is that she had not only control over a band and over her voice, and her own, the piano as her own instrument, and her backing singers, she had total control over the audience. And just the way she is like sending them into a tizzy, breaking them down, exciting them, exhausting them, wearing them out, just in this one song.
Incredible.
It's just utter and total dominion this woman has over everything.
Oof.
Aretha also had a funky side, and you can hear it in Respect, but I mean, one of her classic jams is Rocksteady.
Rocksteady, baby.
Wait, so you mean to tell me this is the original Cupid Shuffle? I mean, she, you hear her there talk about move your hips from side to side.
But it's not—it's not just side. It's not side to side.
Oh my goodness!
It's side to side.
Yes.
It's like the way she opens up her vowels.
Huh.
It's funny. I love this song, and I think we all take this groove for granted because it kind of predicted where a wing of popular music was going to go.
Uh-huh.
But it still doesn't sound like any other song you know, and I think a lot of the surprise and pleasure of that song is the way she and Carolyn and Irma are doing the call and response.
Yes, absolutely.
And the way in which no matter what she's singing, she can bring the gospel with her.
Mm.
She can bring like the black church with her. She can bring the revival with her. And even though she's just singing kind of about sex.
As always, what else? But, you know, it's interesting because I wonder if that kind of diction's lost. You know, there's it's a very particular type of way that people talked in the 60s and 70s.
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking about who puts that much elastic on their vowel. You know, that's a kind of black expression that I think is just different with Aretha versus someone else.
Mm.
But this just came so natural to her. I love how for 1972, this is on a great album, by the way, called Young, Gifted, and Black. I think this is their third or fourth best album. It's up there with Lady Soul and I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You and her greatest album, which is Amazing Grace. I think Young, Gifted, and Black is great. And this song is on that album. And it sounds very much of its time, but also not stuck in its time.
A sample of the podcast Still Processing from the New York Times. Get the rundown of all the latest cultural news with Jenna and Wesley at Still Processing. Available on WVXU's Podcast Central. A new addition to the Podcast Central Library this week is called Escape This Podcast, and that's more of a challenge than a title. In this mix between an escape room and a tabletop role-playing game, you're tasked with taking on spies, gangsters, evil scientists, cultists, and more as you try and make your way out of the puzzles the podcast lays out for you. The possibilities for interactive podcasts are limitless, and Escape This Podcast is diving into the unknown to bring you entertainment you can share with your friends, family, or anyone you know who loves puzzles. Each episode features exciting guests who, along with you, try their best to escape the cryptic, unsettling worlds created by the Escape This Podcast team. You've never had this much fun with a podcast, we guarantee it. In this sample from a recent episode of Escape This Podcast titled Inconvenience Store, a high-octane thriller, guests Mary Holland and Matt Newell, two comedians from Upright Citizens Brigade in L.A., find themselves locked in a creepy service station in an unfamiliar neighborhood and learn of a sinister plan that may end with their demise.
Great. Just great. You've been walking for what feels like hours in the dark, in a neighborhood you don't know. Your car battery died and your phone is flat, so you've been wandering the road trying to find somewhere that's open so you can get help. Unfortunately, you're in a very residential area and none of the houses have lights on. Either they're not home, they're very deeply asleep, or, perhaps unsurprisingly, they're ignoring the strangers who are wandering down their street in the dead of night. At long last, you find a building that does have its lights on. It's a petrol station, or a gas station. Oh no, I'm going to have to
A service station.
I'm going to have to do so many translations. Okay.
Oil station.
Yeah, we call it apple pie station.
Oil station. Texas tea.
Yeah.
It's called Josh's Gas and Go. And exhausted, you stagger in through its automatic doors and look around for an attendant so you can borrow their phone. Or at least get a drink of water. It's a hot night. But you don't see anyone at the counter. You peer around the back and you're about to call out when you hear a voice from somewhere behind you, speaking quietly and sinisterly. Everything's in place. Josh'll be sorry for ever planning to blindside us. Now we'll be the ones to fire him. The voice pauses. Yes, pun intended. The person speaking, you realize, is just outside the doors. They don't seem to realize you're here. And to emphasize that, they step back inside for a second, flip the light switch off, and head back out. They start walking away, and you only hear them say one last thing before they're out of earshot. Kaboom.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed. You can't say you like the sound of that. You rush to the door, but somehow the employees locked it so it's not automatically opening anymore. You look around, searching for anything that could help you get out. So, looking in from the door, there are two long aisles in front of you. One with snacks, one with magazines. Off to your right is the cashier's counter, which sits behind a wall of bulletproof glass. And off to the left is a slushy machine, or an icy machine, a slurpy machine. I think this is a very regional one.
A frozen soda dispenser.
A slurpee?
I grew up calling them icies.
Slurpee?
Squishy.
Squishy. We used to call them slush puppies, I think.
What? Slush puppies?
Oh, you mentioned that.
I mentioned slush puppies. Kenny
That's not a real thing.
Puppies.
That's just her weird family.
No, it's a
we've
brand.
We've definitely heard that.
See?
Slush puppies?
Yes.
I've heard hush puppies. Hush puppies is real.
I've heard of hush puppies, though I don't know what hush puppies are.
Hush puppies are little pieces of cornmeal that you would, they're from the South. You take when you're having your fish fry on Fridays and you're cooking your fish batter in like the oil, you'd get a little cornmeal on your hand and it would fall into the fryer and all the neighborhood dogs would come around and begging for fish. So you'd give them that little piece and you'd say, hush puppy, and that's where the name comes from.
You made that up.
That's true.
That's so cool.
In Australia, Hush Puppies is a shoe brand.
Oh.
They make shoes.
Oh, yes. I've heard of that brand. Yeah. Oh, how interesting. See, we really are all connected.
We're all connected. In America, Uggs are sandwiches. No, that's not true. Okay, so we have a slush puppy machine.
Slush puppy machine.
The door is glass, so you can see outside too.
Okay.
There are four petrol pumps, one with a car parked beside it, and another with a spill on the ground and a hazard sign in front of it. To one side of all the pumps, there's an ice freezer, a hose, a bucket, and a window wiper. And of course, there's a big sign out the front with Josh's name at the very top.
Okay.
Obviously, you need to get out of here before whatever it is goes kaboom, and Josh probably doesn't deserve to have his petrol station blown up just because he tried to fire two clearly unstable employees. And just in case, I know that that motivation might not be for everyone, so just to give you a little bit of added push, this petrol station is wedged between family homes, an animal rescue center, and an orphanage.
Oh no!
So, yeah, if you save this place, you'll be doing the world a whole lot of good.
A clip from Escape This Podcast, a new addition to the Podcast Central collection. See if you can escape the machinations of the Escape This Podcast team right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast feature this week is called Five Things. It's actually from Louisville Public Media. Five Things takes a look at the objects we love and how they define us. They ask the questions, what can we learn from the things we treasure? And how can we discover a life story through these objects? In a culture defined by material wealth and the things we own, Five Things is doing the important work examining how we interact with those things, where they fit into our list of priorities, and why we treasure the things we do. You'll find inspiring stories, incredible people, and some interesting objects as host Tara Anderson and her guests explore the meaning behind the things they hold dear. Here's a snippet from an episode of Five Things featuring Idris Goodwin. Goodwin is a playwright and teacher who was recently commissioned by Stage One Family Theater to create an adaptation of the Frankenstein story. He joins the show to discuss his life, his work, and the important things in his life, one of which is a copy of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. In this clip, Idris discusses another book that's very important to him and his creativity.
The first book I have here is a copy of Can't Stop, Won't Stop by Jeff Chang. It won the American Book Award in 2005, I want to say. And basically, you know, it's like a cultural studies book. It's a nonfiction book, but it's basically about hip-hop, and it's the sort of history of the hip-hop, what he calls the hip-hop generation. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily just about the music, right? So we think of hip hop, we think of songs, right? But the songs are just the artifact of this culture, right? This whole, you know, rich and multicultural and complicated culture that came out of like young people in the South Bronx that has ties to Jamaica and has ties to South America and, you know, and just has this rich history. And so Jeff, who's a music writer, started digging into it, you know, and getting people's stories and like, why were you dancing like you danced? And why did you guys touch the records like that? And what happened when the big corporations started giving you record deals? And when breakdancers and rappers and DJs started making money, what happened with the graffiti artists who were riding on trains and anonymous, you know, yeah, who got left out of the big cash cow, you know? So he's really telling that story in the book. And when I read this book, this was at a time where a lot of us who grew up with hip hop, but we're in the nonprofit world, we're working at theaters, we're trying to publish books, we're trying to find a way, you know, how can we as people who are influenced by this culture break into other worlds that have been off to us? Because up to that point, it was like rap music. And like maybe if you become successful as a rapper, you can maybe get a sitcom or you can get, you know, a movie deal or something like that. But that was kind of about it. And so we were trying to figure that out. Like, wow, I'm interested in poetry, but I also love all this rap music. And my poetry sounds like rap, but people think I'm a rapper, but I'm not a rapper, you know. So it's that kind of stuff going on. So for this book to come out, which is a nonfiction book, a cultural studies book, but it's about hip hop, like from someone who's a part of that culture, reading it just really blew my mind. And it also taught me all these things that I didn't know about this culture that I thought I was pretty familiar with. It just deepened the conversation. It was innovative, but there was a beautiful simplicity to it. It's really just well written. And Jeff was one of ours. Jeff was someone we kind of knew in our sort of extended community. And so if you look inside the book, you'll see on, you know, on the first pages here, he signed it for me. And all the things that I've lost over the years, I've hung on to this. And I've loaned this book out and I've managed to get it back. I've decided I'm actually going to stop loaning it out. And funny, it says, Idris, here's your book, right? And the reason he says that first is because I was really bugging him because I had just met him in Chicago pretty much right around when the book came out. And I would send him these nagging emails like, yo, man, I want a book, man. I need a signed copy of your book. You know what I mean? And so the first thing he says is, Idris, here's your book. And then it says, thanks for the love, support, and inspiration. I love that he says inspiration because it made me feel a little bit like a peer. You know what I mean? And he says, enjoy, much respect, you know, Jeff Chang. So this is something that's meant a lot to me just in terms of going into these new spaces, theater companies, other nonprofits, you know, getting to kind of play in bigger arenas, but also at my core, I'm still just a hip hop kid. I'm still just a kid who, you know, who's writing like bad rap songs in his room, and I still have that spirit. And I just think there's something that we have to share that all the other fields, the arts, education, you know, can benefit from. And in turn, they'll enrich us and teach us things as well. So
a sample of five things from Louisville Public Media. Hear about the stories behind the objects that make us us with Five Things. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. To the charts we go, over the river and through the woods to see what's hot during this cold time of the year on the Apple Podcast Charts by iTunesCharts.net. And what do we find? Conan O'Brien needs a friend. Well, that may be true, but in this case it refers to the number one podcast across the land from the late night comedian. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is a weekly opportunity for Conan to hang out with some people he enjoys most and perhaps find some real friendship along the way. And in podcast form, he can go deeper, be more playful, and most of all, be free from the FCC rules. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, brand new and number one on the Apple Podcast Charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober you get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.